You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
All right, he's back.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
Except, you look great.
Well, thank you. I've been using a lot of bee wax.
Have you been still using it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's actually helped.
I loaded up. I looked like Kramer that one day when he... But get this. I've lost weight. You know why?
Does it hurt to eat?
Nope. Well, it does. It does. Yeah. It hurts a lot. You know why?
Why?
Because I think I dislocated my maximal joint.
Is that in your knee?
No, it's in my jaw. Right here. Okay? Right here. Here's a dilemma I've got. Okay? So I got this thing on my left side of my face. So you don't want to chew big there, right?
Yeah. You don't break that open, right?
Yeah.
There's stitches in there.
Well, they got them out yesterday.
Oh.
Got them out yesterday.
Okay.
So right over here, I'm still missing a tooth.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get that. Well, they had said, hey, we'll get that taken care of. But then I'm like, well, I got this other thing on the other side of my face. I'll just go without a tooth for a while. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. They'll say, like, okay, hey, just, you know, when you're sleeping, you know, you got to be careful. Try not to roll over on it, either sleep in a chair kind of thing.
Really?
Or prop up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm sleeping on my couch right upstairs. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, it's a, you know, my, it doesn't, you know, sometimes when grandma would have a couch, had the big cushy kind of armrest type things. They were, you know, big round.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Those were awesome. Okay. Well, this isn't, this is just kind of like hard. Okay. Just very, like this was made in the Soviet Union in the 60s, you know, utilitarian.
All right.
So I'm sleeping on that thing. I got the pillows all popped up. Well, I'm sleeping on that hard surface. So I wake up. I couldn't do it. Okay, so right here, I dislocated, like I said, the maximal joint. Maximal joint, I think it is.
I think you're right. Maximal.
Maximal.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the opening of the jaw back there.
Yeah. So I did something to that. So I can't eat anything solid on either side.
Oh, good.
Either side. So I discovered something that's changed my life.
If you don't eat, you lose weight?
No, I eat. I eat plenty. You know what I eat?
What?
I eat Greek yogurt.
Yep.
Good.
Blueberries.
Good.
And 100% natural peanut butter. It's unbelievable.
So do you blend it like...
I don't even blend it. I just eat it like it is. It's like an ice cream peanut butter sundae. But it's not only has no calories, the calories it does have are good for you.
Yeah, I would think those are good ingredients.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the peanut butter because isn't that
sugar? No, it's got no sugar.
Wow.
All it is all peanuts ground up.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
And you even, like it says, keep in the refrigerator. You got to mix it because it'll be like liquid on top comes back. Let's try,
the oil rises.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
Yes. So then I also...
Do you have to chew that? Is that peanut butter thick? Is that okay with your jaw?
No, you just kind of, you know, no, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, so then I also developed a new, I'm not even going to call it Johnny juice.
No.
I mean, it gets a little too in your face, kind of like, oh, look at Johnny, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I got a new one, though. It's unbelievable. I might call it something like Made by God or something like that. Something, you know what I mean?
Made by God. Okay.
So, but because
wow,
it's
this
so,
better be good.
Because it's so good for you.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling.
Is there alcohol in there?
No alcohol.
Really?
No. I haven't had any alcohol during this whole thing.
Wow. Well, good.
Because they said when that, it makes you bleed more and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thins it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my new, I'm going to bring some in. I'm not going to tell you guys what's in it. I'm not going to give away my secrets. I'm not going to give away that thing. Because I seriously think this could be the one.
This could be it.
This could be the one.
I think it
I'm going to bring some in tomorrow. Because I bought a new blender. You know what I bought? Okay. I can't, what the hell? I can't buy anything that works. So I buy a Dust Devil, okay? And it won't charge. Brand new. Did I keep the receipt? Of course not. But it won't charge. A Dust Devil. What do you do?
Plug it in.
I did.
So is it a hand, like a little handheld one?
It was a little.
Yeah.
Because I'm sleeping on my couch. I'm going to come in. And I took the cushions off my car. It was so disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would have guessed that.
Wow.
Well, you know.
It was like, I got to take a moment here.
Every 8 months, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, like 8 would be good.
You got to get a cleaning company.
I know. Don't know. And another thing I got to do, here's another thing, okay? It drives me insane. I wake up in the middle of the night because my cushion's coming out.
Right.
You know, I hate that. The pillow gets in the thing. So I'm thinking about doing one of two things. Either super gluing the cushion in place.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Or getting Velcro.
Now, that's not a bad
idea.
That
would be better.
Yeah.
Do you have a bed?
I do, but they told me to sleep propped up like, so I'm not rolling on my face.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to do that for a couple of months.
Really?
Months? Really?
That seems like a long time.
You know, they don't. That's what I assume. They don't tell you anything.
No, they don't.
I'm just being honest here.
Wow. They meant 2 days over the weekend. Right. You're talking about
I
months.
That Velcro's a good idea.
Yeah.
That
where do you buy Velcro? I mean, who's ever gone through a store and said, oh, there's some Velcro?
No,
you can pick it up
anywhere.
At Walmart or
really?
Anywhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Velcro's a thing.
Mm-hmm. So what do I do with my Dust Devil that doesn't work?
I'm wondering if there's like a
switch?
Either a switch or like a little plastic thing you got to pull off to charge the battery. You know, sometimes they'll put plastic things on so that they don't
start the battery.
Fire.
Well, yeah, they don't want to start the battery because it might sit in the warehouse for a few months. And then you buy it and they pull that thing out and that's like good.
Check for that.
I'll check for that.
Yeah.
Didn't save the instructions, of course.
Of course. Why would you?
But why? Know. But it works. You just have to plug it in.
No, it doesn't work.
Well, if you plug it in, though, it works, right?
No.
Mm.
I know.
Bring it down. We'll take a look.
Okay. Thank you.
I think there might be an on-off switch, but I don't know. What do I know? I'm not.
By the way, Cowboy Dave here says the lower jawbone is called the mandible bone. It's a maximal, I think, Dave. The maximal bone, right?
And that's lower.
Maximal is a joint, is what that is.
And that's exactly where it's right here. Look at this.
That's usually where, like, if your jaw cracks, that's what's popping and stuff in there.
Exactly.
So if that's the joint, mandible's the lower one, and then it must be an upper one.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave. It's probably right.
Yeah, that's where they come together.
Right.
And that's it right here. I can feel. Okay, I couldn't even eat like my favorite little snack dessert last night. A bowl of pickles with mayonnaise. Oh, it's good. And you know what? It's good for you. I'm dead serious about this. This is one of the healthiest things you'll ever have is a bowl of pickles and mayonnaise.
I can't believe mayonnaise is in the healthy column.
Yeah, it is because it's light. It's light mayonnaise and it's like no carbs. And pickles have like zero calories.
Pickles are awesome. Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
Great, you know.
But when you say dessert, I don't think pickles and mayo. Like to me, that's savory.
Well, I didn't mean dessert. I meant snack.
Okay, snack.
Oh, I meant snack.
All right. Unless you're pregnant.
I meant snack. Yeah. But a good thing of dill pickles and mayo. Is a phenomenal thing. And I couldn't even bite down on a pickle.
Are the pickles sweet or sour?
Sour.
Well, yeah.
The regular kind of Wisconsin pickles.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Yeah.
I like pickles, but.
Yeah. Hmm. But look at right here, Todd. Look at right there.
Yeah.
When I go like this, look at this, Todd.
Yeah.
Right there, I can feel it. Yeah. Jim, feel this.
Dad, look at that. Dad,
put your finger right where I'm and feel what happens when I move.
Oh, jeez.
Feel that. You feel that?
Sure. I don't know, John.
Doesn't that feel out of whack?
Vicky says, yay, John's back. Most chiropractors can put your jaw back into alignment.
I think I need that idea. I need that.
She's
there
good. Nick says, good morning. Sheila says, welcome back, John. Terry says, Trucker Thursday and Mino's back. Brian says, John, ice cream is soft and it's dairy month.
Well, yes. Brian, I will say this, though. I told you about that big bucket. Of sherbet, orange sherbet.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a bucket. You know those ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal, but it's got a lot of calories.
Sure it does. Yeah.
There's sugar in there. I put on like 3 pounds one day.
How much of that is gone?
Well, it's gone.
Can't waste.
I literally put on like three. I went from like 212 to 215 like overnight.
You're down at 212?
I was. I know.
That's pretty good.
I know.
We were talking... We wrote those weights down.
I think I was 232.
That's Todd and I were looking. Did you have that list?
No, I did. It was in your calendar.
I went through my calendar.
Did you write it on that little leather book or something?
Okay.
You did from that first year. Remember, that's 2 years ago you wrote that down.
Oh, I have to grab that book.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Two years ago.
I'll find it. I got that on my desk. Okay. Because I think we're doing okay. Look at Todd. Oh,
definitely you guys are. Look at you, Jim. Yeah. Look at John.
It's almost like right by my ear.
Yeah. That's where it connects. Yeah.
I can't bite. I can't even bite a pickle.
What are you going to do? Straw. You know, you can do that.
I guess.
You bought a new blender finally? Because the other one was so dirty you couldn't use it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people that.
I'm not going to have a problem with this one, though.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because I realized that there was a little seal.
He's going to wash it out every time like we told him to do with the old one.
Right. That's part of it. But also, I realized with the little, those ninjas are kind of, they're not that great. The ninjas.
All right.
And it's got a little rubber gasket. And I took that out. It was loose. I took it out. Well, so all the stuff had been leaking then into.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, why did you take the gasket out?
It was like, smelled like it was burning.
Boy, you should. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, you got a new one and you're going to take better care of it.
Yep.
Did you get the small, like the bullet thing? Or did you?
No, I got a big one.
Yeah, good.
Like at the bars where they make the margaritas?
Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
I bet your neighbors love to hear that thing going off.
4 in the morning.
Good 4:30 in the morning.
And then you just, like, you pulse it.
Yeah. Well, that's like, the fun part, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the different ones.
You see exactly.
Which works the best.
To get the right texture. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my goal is 207 by the 4th of July.
Okay. Doable. Very doable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 5 pounds by the 4th?
Yeah. So anyway, well, I'm at 214 again. I went up.
Oh, that's right. You
bounced up because of Sherbert. So anyway, but... I'm gonna do what I haven't done in 25 years. That was the greatest weight loss thing of all time. I'm making that cabbage soup. Remember the cabbage soup diet?
That was big.
Oh,
very popular.
All the Packers, Andy Reid, Mike Holmgren,
everybody.
All those coaches were on that at one time.
Steve Mariucci. That was 25 years ago.
Well, when those guys were coaching.
Wow, that was huge.
You remember that?
Yeah,
everybody
was
doing
on it.
So I bought all the ingredients for that. I bought broth. I bought cabbage. I bought peppers. I bought an onion.
Yeah.
I bought all the stuff. I bought, you know what I had last? I had a thing, a spicy tomato juice. I'm putting some spicy tomato juice in there.
That's good. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So I bought all that stuff. I'm going to make a big, huge, I'll bring you guys some
it's
if you
be
want.
82. Who's going to want soup on that day? Jeez,
you know
that's
what?
Winter, man.
No.
Would you find some ice?
That's...
Put some ice and make a...
No. Okay. Thank you. But you know what, Jim? I study this stuff?
Yeah, that's true. You've been off.
Hot stuff cools you down in warm weather more than cool stuff.
Yeah. No.
Never
true.
Heard of that.
No, that's
but
true.
You will, but
that
you will
true.
Sweat, which will
true.
Help you lose
that
some weight,
true.
Too.
That's true.
It's true.
Okay.
And you got to admit, that stuff did work for people.
Oh, yeah.
They had to stay on it.
But it was a fad. It was a little bit Atkins.
It was a fad.
I mean, but you're right. I remember that. I got
the only thing they'd let you have outside of that was like bananas. So for whatever reason. I remember a second. Remember Sherman Lewis?
Yeah, Pack of course.
I said, Sherman goes, man, let me tell you something. When you have the day on your schedule where you can have a banana, it tastes like a T-bone steak.
But those are those diets where you can't. Go outside the lines, or else it triggers something. You know what I mean? You gain weight if you eat something else.
Yes,
so you got.
It's like keto.
It's hard.
I know.
That's.
I know.
Yeah, but I was. I'm gonna miss my goal. I wanted to be X weight at my birthday, and I'm gonna be off like 6 pounds, which isn't the worst.
That's not the bad.
No. So I can make it by the 4th of July. I'm gonna.
I'll get. You know what?
There you
I'll
go.
Get,
I'm gonna do it the same date as
listen
you.
To me.
Mine's 7 though.
Let me put you on my regimen.
I'm good. I'm good, Johnny.
I'm
thanks.
Serious. I could make you some stuff.
I'm good. Right. Welcome back, Johnny.
Okay. We got to start a quick break. Mind on the Mirror, back after us.
Be about a half an hour, and I'll be seeing that Barstool sign.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mirror here on a good-looking Thursday. 53 in Green Bay right now, 55 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. Forecast cloudy, some sun later, high of 77. Today is Perfect. Hot air balloon day. something that I freely admitted frightens me.
But you've been, you went up that one
knew,
in Hobart.
No,
that was tethered. Remember
I did
it
not
up,
do it. Nope.
Like 100 feet?
Didn't do it. I don't trust them.
Yeah, that we never
I just
took
don't
off.
Trust them.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they can't control them, right?
Well, no. The only time you hear about hot air balloons is when they
it's an accident.
Right.
But, okay, if you took off in a hot air balloon and said, hey, we're going on an hour tour, whatever, don't they have to have a car, like, in communication following that all over the place? I don't know if they can go left and right. Can they?
Sure they can.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't know about
they
that.
They can steer. We're going to get somebody. You can steer a hot air balloon. Absolutely.
I don't think real precisely, though. Like, the
maybe.
General area.
Yeah. I just think you get caught up in a jet stream. It's like it's like getting
see
caught it. Up. Yep.
Exactly.
So you got to get out of that. But anyway, yeah, hot air. Yeah, that's. I when I saw that, I thought, you know what? The first thing I think of when I think of hot air balloons, besides the Wizard of Oz, is accidents.
Absolutely. I mean, I hate to say it.
Right.
I know.
That was nice. Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty cool to look at, though, when
awesome.
Somebody else is in
we
them.
We have them down here. Yeah.
Yeah. They're right, very, very cool.
Right.
Very cool. Veggie Burger Day?
Nope.
Never had one.
Really?
You seem like you would have.
I have. I like black bean burgers are right. pretty good. You know?
I didn't tell you. I had black beans. I bought a can of black beans.
All right.
And I put it in my omelet. Really
okay,
good.
That can work.
Really good. Black beans and an omelet. I'm going to open up my own place. I wonder if a little coffee shop next door could just give me a little side room or something.
Sure.
And I'll just make, you know what I mean? It won't even be things on a, I won't even have, I'm not going to have a menu.
Surprise of the day.
Surprise of the day.
Yes.
There's a restaurant like that in my hometown of Nagani now. It's called Strega Nona. Okay, Nona the Witch, it's called, Grandma Witch.
Mm.
But they do that. It's the same, you pay, I think, $55, okay? And you go in, and they'll bring you the first thing. It's like, with this? Well, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. Then they bring you the next thing, because this is our catch of the day. This is the so-and-so.
That's like a lot of money. $55 for one meal? Or for
no,
the month?
It's like, it's a full, like, four-course meal. I think that sounds pretty cheap, don't you? Hey, I spent $36 at McDonald's the other day.
Yeah. I spent $70 at Poke the Bear yesterday.
There you go.
Three people.
Yeah.
No alcohol. I mean, I love it.
Well, that's your problem. You need a little alcohol.
Service
when those bills come.
But yeah, that salmon salad's $23.
Mm? Huh?
To Donahan. But yeah,
I told you I had a sub sandwich last week and a Diet Coke that was $19.
That's to me now. See, I listen to that and it's like, that's not too bad. You know, when
19?
Well, considering what you said you paid at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, right?
So mine would be 25. You know, because we had, we didn't have alcohol drinks. We had drinks, but I was just like, when that bill comes, it's like, you know, you're so used to,
I don't know.
$15 a person,
I know.
20. It's like, wow.
I know.
But it's fine. She would be the best service ever.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But like where people come up to my window here, it'd be a window type thing. Okay. Be, hey, John, what's on the menu? Well, today it's black bean and pimento cheese omelets.
See you tomorrow.
Was that supposed to mean?
Your type would work.
Does that sound good? Pimento and black bean?
Not want black beans for breakfast. That just doesn't work.
Really?
Really.
It's actually really good, and it's really healthy for you.
Yeah.
I become kind of a health nut, I'll be honest.
Absolutely. Just look at you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Today is National Moonshine Day.
Yes, I thought about it.
Right.
No.
So did I. Doing time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you I found that article.
Yep.
From my old hometown paper where the guy in my neighborhood was murdered. He was going to be going back to the old country, as they say. And the guy's people knew, and he was the big moonshiner, and he was murdered. Had his skull crushed in right behind my house.
Yeah.
That was a tough business back
in
those
days.
It was an accident. Yeah, he slipped and fell. Hey, sorry, Luigi.
Suicide. You had 9 gunshots.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. World Environment Day. I remember, you and I can go back to the first, I don't know if it was called this.
No, it was with Earth Day. That's what you're talking
Earth
about.
Earth Day.
Yeah, with.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah. We're in,
like 68, 69.
You were in sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. This is a
remember what the poster child was?
The moon?
Nope.
What was the poster child?
The Indian with the tear.
No, that was
a different
that
campaign.
That was
Are you sure?
Campaign. That was the Leslie Litter campaign. Yeah.
That was to clean up the rivers and stuff.
Yeah, it was.
But that was a different one?
Mm-hmm. Different than Earth Day.
Earth Day, I think, was like the Earth. And
but that was the big thing. When we were in like junior high, that's when that first started, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's big. But this is cool. This World Environment Day, it's they have a theme every year, right? And this year it's on cleaning up the water with plastics. There's so much plastic. Yeah. But get this. We had a lady on yesterday. This was pretty cool. When I read this, I thought, wait a minute. The Botanical Gardens are doing a display, and it's a sculpture made out of plastic that we got out of the river and lake. Isn't that cool? Like, the kids are going to look at that and say, this was in our water?
I saw this on, like, a Facebook thing. Okay, this is a national guy. You can't believe the money he's making and the unbelievable orders he has. Same thing. All of his art is from stuff that he's picked up, garbage from beaches and stuff.
And that makes you even want to pay for it, okay? Because the guy is doing two things. He's a nice piece of artwork, but you are cleaning up the water.
Yeah. Where was this? Who had one?
The Botanical Garden.
If you look on your screen right now, there's one of the sculptures that they made.
That stuff is made out of plastic that was retrieved from
the
water.
Then who put that together?
Different artists.
Yeah.
From here? From Green Bay?
Not quite sure.
I'm not sure. She was in here yesterday, but that's...
Maybe this is the guy I was reading about then nationally. I want to say he was from, like, San Diego or something.
It's called Washed Ashore at the Garden.
That's wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's unbelievable.
And
you can see some milk crates in there. I see a milk crate at the very bottom. It's kind of a green color.
Yeah, the green one, yeah.
It's amazing. And one of our listeners, Brian, said that his wife went out there and just thought it was amazing.
That's a good display. Yeah. Your kids come, your grandkids come. Take them out there.
Amazing. And amazing.
But the whole world is focusing on that this week.
Wow. That's cool. I'd like to see that, actually. I got another here. Good morning, team. Welcome back. Johnny thought maybe I'd get a call from an Uber ride over last week. Oh. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Today's also National Garden Week. You got a garden?
Yep. Well, Donna does. I guess in Wisconsin it would be 50-50. Yes. Yeah. It's our garden.
We got to set a quick break. Back after this. Tom lets her breathe.
All right, don't forget our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is on later on this morning after 7 o'clock. John and Jim will give you that hour's keyword. Get ready to text that in by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Get ready to text in that word for your chance to win either Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. That's coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with John Mino and Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor.
Speaking of those Milwaukee Brewers, in action tonight at home, 6:35 on WISS, which is great. Man, they've had a good run, haven't they, for a couple of weeks?
It's picking up.
Eight-game win streak there for a while, and Yelich is hitting again, and Churio. I'll tell you what, that's fun things happening there with Milwaukee.
We got to get down to a game, you guys.
Yeah.
Except that night, then we're going to get back here and got to get up.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that.
Well, that one, the 105 game.
Go in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
We got to do that.
Dennis and the Glam Band was rocking the sardine can last night. Sounded great, says Terry.
Finally, a nice day for
anything.
For farmer's market.
For anything.
The last two. Remember that first one?
And did they cancel either one of them?
I remember you told.
I walked out and I came back in here and said, guys, it's got to be canceled. It's that wind coming off the water.
Yeah, it was cold.
So I took my granddaughters to Bay Beach a couple of weeks ago there or whatever. And you know, it was a beautiful day. I took bring a sweater, bring a hoodie. Oh, no, that little breeze coming off the water is pretty nasty. But they just loved it. I know we talked about it before I left, okay?
Yeah.
But I went walking around a little bit, you know, where the train goes through Bay Beach there, okay? That area there where it's like old stumps kind of coming up, is that where the old beach was or the original Bay Beach was? It's kind of like a mud flat right now. Mm-mm. No?
No, okay. If you go into the pavilion, is that what it's called? You walk straight out there. That's where the beach was.
There
was a dock there.
It's like, can't they do something, put several tons of sand there?
Yeah. It's just, you know, people ask different things, and there's a lot of things we can do, but you only got so much money and so much time. And then, you know, the mayor sets the priorities, and, you know, he's got his priorities, and I had mine, Paul had his, Sam had his. But, yeah, so I think that can happen. It will happen, but it's not going to happen.
Is there anything environmentally is what I'm saying that it's like, no, you can't touch that?
No,
or is it
you
wetlands?
They have rules, right? You got to test the water every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to bring sand in. And if it gets, you may have to bring it in again sometime.
Oh, no question. But it'll go. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Is it worth it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was thinking, you know, dig out the sludge kind of stuff and just put all nice beach sand. You know, I don't know where do you get beach sand from, but I'm sure
there's. Well, that's what we would do. What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Dig out all the old stumps, all the whatever, and you got a clean slate.
Oh, to bring it back
and start over.
You know, that would get it pretty close, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No? Okay. I could be in charge of that project.
There. But that will happen in our lifetime, but this year.
All right. But like I was saying, looking back on my grandkids, like, there's a lot of stuff to do around here.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about another thing I was even thinking about was going to Two Rivers and just going to the beach.
That's
great. It was that nice day.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even talk about Appleton and Oshkosh. Yeah. I mean, you know, people don't realize it. Because years ago, there wasn't. There
was Bay Beach, but that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. And that now was you got it. Children's Museum, you got the Botanical Gardens. And within, and you got the Croc
okay, let's
Center.
Even say Oshkosh, let's say 50 minutes from Green Bay-ish, you know, if you hit the right exit and everything. You know, I mean, how many different things are going in this part of the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
It's truly amazing.
It is. This is a great place to. And as I told you, at the Malva Center, you know, that. We just got to get more comfortable going in there. I mean, it's a little.
I still haven't been in there.
Standoff. It's big. It's white. It's like glass, and it's like, wow, do I belong in there? But it's like a library. I mean, they want you to feel like it's a library. Like you can go in there anytime. Bring the kids, and we bought a pass. We were there Friday for an event, and they have great different packages: grandparents, grandkids, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Just different things. So they have so many things. They gave us their brochure and. They got it going on there. We just get more comfortable going.
I gotta get there. Yeah. Brian says, steal the sand from Neshoto Beach.
You know, I don't know if Two Rivers would like that. That's we've talked about.
Beautiful
that.
Beach. Phenomenal
love
beach.
It, love
love
it,
that
love
setting
it.
There with the cedar trees, that whole little area there.
Yeah.
I'd like to build a cabin on that little island type thing almost amongst the cedar trees.
Man,
is that nice.
Yep.
Don says, good morning. Welcome back, John. Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to my son, Dominic.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Dom.
Saw your post on that online. How old is he now?
28.
What a young kid.
Oh, man.
Would you like to go back to that age?
28?
Yeah.
Oh, I was a man at 28. Let me tell you something right now. I was the man at 28. Yeah.
28 was all right. I mean, my 30s were the best.
Wait a minute, let me figure out where I was at 20. I'm not sure where I was.
I know where I was.
57, 67, 67. I was just starting here, kind of.
Oh?
I think I started here at 27. Yeah.
Okay. In Green Bay?
Yeah.
Married, single, kids?
Married, two kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of 28. Oh, single.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny?
Wow.
You know what's funny that I was thinking one time, though? It's like, back, like, if my kid was doing this now, I'd be like, you're not doing that. I'm going to come with you. I got somebody that's going to be with you. Okay. I remember I was 22 years old. Okay. And had a little daughter, wife pregnant, loading up a U-Haul in Tucson, Arizona, towing a car behind me and driving cross country for 5 days to Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
When you think back on that, it's like, that's a lot of responsibility at that age, driving a truck by yourself, pregnant wife, 2-year-old girl, and towing a car across the country.
That's a survivor.
You know what I mean? And now in retrospect, when you say if that was your kid at that, it's like, I'm going to fly down. I'm going to ride with you.
Right,
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, but our parents were a little different.
That's what I mean, right? It was just, that's what you did.
Yeah.
That's just what you did.
But can you imagine your kid having two kids and a wife, you know,
and driving cross country.
Right, you look at about 28. It's like,
yeah.
But then, you know, when I was your age, they don't want to hear that. But
I just had to play this because when you're, baby, if you never wondered, what it reminded me of is WKRP in Cincinnati.
Whatever became of me. One of the greatest greatest TV show intros of all time.
This one,
I think so. Cincinnati WKRP. You ever kind of visualize or just kind of think if you worked there, who you'd hook up with?
Oh yeah,
Bailey. Not even a question.
You wouldn't go for Lonnie Anderson?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because she would expect me to.
Oh. What about Mrs. Carlson? She had all the money, right?
Let me tell you something.
Mom Carlson?
It's the greatest advice I've ever gotten in my entire life from a guy. How to deal with women and stuff like that.
Let's hear it. I'm interested.
You want to make them want you? Ignore them.
That's such a... That's so untrue, but yeah.
No, it is. It's totally true.
That's gang.
It's totally true.
Gangsta. That's gangsta.
Oh, my God. I got to talk about something else.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
How is that gangster?
That's gangster.
No, it's not. It works.
I just have to say this. The fact that I've got John Minow on tape saying that he knows how to get women.
Right. Yeah.
And then Jim using the term gangsta in the same 2 minute span.
Oh, we gotta talk about something.
Let's look at something.
Wait a minute. I've been married
35 years. How long have you been married, Johnny?
100.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about something.
That's how Julie feels.
How many times?
Yeah, we gotta talk about something.
Okay.
We gotta talk about something. Louis.
The Louis disease?
No. Louis the otter.
Oh, yeah. On the run.
We need to talk about Louis. I know what's happened.
No, they gave him up.
I know what's happened.
Gave up on him.
I know what happened.
Gave up on him.
I know what happened. So, him and Odelphia, okay, it's like they've been playing this big escape, right?
Yep.
Okay? They make their break.
For the readers, this is at the wildlife, not the wildlife sanctuary, at the new zoo. Otter escape. Well, how many
two
months?
Otters? Two otters.
Yeah, two otters.
Winter, middle of winter.
Right, it's been a long time. Okay.
All right. So, they go out. Yada, yada, yada. We got our freedom. It's going to be awesome.
Let's go on a cruise or something.
And all of a sudden, they don't get their regular meals, and Ophelia starts, you know, Louis, I thought you said, you know, this is not what you told me. I thought it was, hey, just relax. You know what? It's going to get a love. Well, it's not. You know what? Louis, we have to have a talk. I'm going back. You need to come with me. You know what? I'm going to spend some more time out here just kind of, you know, whatever. Well, I'm going back, Louis. Okay, I'll be back in a couple of days. Okay?
Okay.
So, Odelphia goes back. Oh, look at this. Where's Louis?
Right.
Well, he'll be back in a couple of days. Okay. Louis is out there amongst the creatures. Okay. Comes upon a little group of otters gathered around, female otters. One of them comes up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're the guy.
Are you
it's on TV.
The Louis? Well, I don't know who's asking. Oh, my name's Marsha. Hey, Marsha, how you doing? Good, Louis.
Oh.
They get to talking, yada, yada. Then Marsh goes,
he has a little harem going.
Can I ask you something? Yeah, go ahead. Do you like raw perch?
Jeez.
Can I be honest with you? It's my favorite meal. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I make the greatest raw perch. Would you like to come to my burrow some night? Hey, you know what? I don't mean to trouble you or nothing like that. No, it'd be no trouble. Let me know. Okay. Oh, my God. Louis coming to my burrow for raw perch. Okay? Then somebody else. Right. Louis, do you like crayfish? Yeah, I do. That's my favorite meal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Playing the game. You know what? Louis ain't going to be back anytime soon.
No, but, okay, that could have happened. But
I know
it bothers
happening.
Me they gave up on him.
They might as well. He ain't coming back. Louis is living the good life right now. I'm telling you.
Well,
that's
maybe.
What happened.
Yeah, that can happen.
He hooked up.
He did. All right.
Todd?
He's living the dream.
This may be... This may be an entry for the WBA Awards next year. Mino playing the part of several otters on the show. Now, is this something you thought about over the last couple of days?
Yesterday when I read about it.
Yeah.
So it's like he ain't coming. I know what's up with Louis. I know what's going on.
Yeah, that could be.
Yes.
That could be.
Yes.
just got a text. Is this the new soap opera, Days of Our Otters?
There you go. Yeah.
Days of Our Otters. Yeah, I think that's what's happened. Wouldn't you agree?
That could happen. I would keep the search team out there. I just
good luck.
Wouldn't give up. Mm-hmm. But you think he's in
Hook
the burrows? Like he's underground with these female otters.
I do. I really and truly
do. If he doesn't want to be found, he won't be found.
He won't be found.
That's true.
No.
He escaped. Yeah, he's ahead of it all.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, I don't know. I hope they find him, and I hope he returns because I think. He's got, that would be a big, big deal for this community.
I know.
He's got a lot of ink.
Yeah. Well, I heard Odelphia has a friend. Hear about
already?
That?
No.
Where it's like some of the other otters. Okay, Odelphia, I feel horrible.
Right.
What happened?
Let's talk.
But can I be honest with you? I never thought he respected you.
He ignored
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's his former best friend.
Exactly.
Right? That's
100%. 100%.
If you need anything, I'm always here.
Right. I'm always here.
I was
I'm
best friends with him. You know, I understand.
And I can tell you things that.
Here's my scent.
I don't really want to, but.
Here's my
you
scent.
Should hear this.
Use it anytime. Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No, that's. Okay. This, you might be onto something now.
I think I am.
I think you're on with the female. That I think
Louis?
That happened. And,
yeah, yep.
No, but Louis,
Todd?
You think he's on the run? Like, you think he's within
Oh, he's hunkered
a mile?
Down. Nah, he's close, but he's hunkered down.
Oh.
He doesn't have to go anyplace. Yeah.
All right.
Just being honest.
It could be right.
Telling you.
You could
okay.
be right.
All right. I know these things.
Yeah, I do.
All right. All right. Todd, what do we got going on today? We got a nice lineup coming up here.
We do. We've got a chance to win with the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Keith Pamperin's going to be in. He's going to talk about Challenge the Outdoors.
Great, 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 great stuff that they do for the disabled and hunting, making sure fishing, they get out there. It's absolutely. You know who? You want to know great. People? And I've done about three different stories on this over the years. I'll tell you a group that has done such a great job in helping Challenge the Outdoor type things and making fishing and hunting and things more accessible. Are kids going for their Eagle Scout badge?
Are they? Yes.
Great
absolutely.
Projects they do
oh
that a lot
God.
Of times.
Yeah, they put in some great ramps. They put yep. in some great bridges.
Yep.
Instead of walking through, you can yep. go over the, that Eagle Scout thing. So back in the day, you look at the first three astronauts were Eagle Scouts, but there wasn't a lot to do then. Now there's so many things to get
absolutely.
A kid to commit his teen years to Eagle Scout. It's hard.
I agree.
When I go to those ceremonies, it's like, God bless you for doing that.
No question about
they'd
it.
They'd learn
hey,
so
if that
much.
Showed, if you're looking at a stack of resumes and you see
oh,
that.
Absolutely. Right to the top.
Yep. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
Through mountains and valleys, and back in through alleys too small.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Kind you can't lose if you ain't dogging, logging, and pulling a double, or dragging a trailer too tall.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning, 53 in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. High today around 80, sunny with a few clouds later. That absolutely sounds phenomenal.
Yep.
Once again, on Hot Air Balloon Day, Veggie Burger Day, Moonshine Day, World Environment Day, National Garden Week. How's your garden coming?
It's fine. It's good. We don't have a huge garden. I remember I told you instead of that, that's a lot of work, a garden. I can't believe how much work she was doing. So we got one of those raised
boxes,
gardens.
Yeah.
Right. They're like 2 feet by six.
You know what? You got
you can put a lot of product out there.
I did that for Manitowoc just because otherwise the rabbits eat everything.
That's true, too.
They eat everything.
Yeah.
You got to raise them. It's unbelievable.
Did you build those? You like building?
I built them.
Yeah,
I figured you out of cedar. Yep.
Well, Arthur, cedar would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little side hustle for you.
Yeah. That's cool. Todd, what do you got there text-wise?
This is from Todd in DePere. He said, some other gangsta otter got to Louie for messing with the women. Louie's now swimming with the fishes.
Wow.
That
was pretty Todd, good. That's kind of dark.
But that's really good. He tied a lot of things into that.
Yep. Yeah. What else you got there, Todd?
Mike says, this is utterly ridiculous.
Okay. Vinny
says, good morning.
Sup, Vincenzo? How you doing? So, Todd, I blame you a little bit on something.
Of course.
So you brought in some really great coffee.
Yeah.
Hazelnut.
Yep.
Okay. So I went out and I bought hazelnut coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, like the grounds. Okay.
You have a coffee pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a coffee pot.
All right.
I told you I was offered to bring one in here.
Yeah.
And you're like, who's going to clean it? I know.
Right, that's chisel that out. Okay. What?
So then I bought hazelnut creamer.
Okay.
Okay. You know, non-dairy creamer type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said it's not good.
Whatever. I don't like that.
So but you know what I've done twice?
Could be anything.
Yeah.
True story. I've done this twice. Make my nice pot of coffee, and it smells so good.
It is. It does.
And I pour my nice... the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I take stuff to put in it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I put in it? Accidentally?
The hazelnut creamer.
The hazelnut grounds.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That won't work.
Accidentally, I grabbed the hazelnut. It says hazelnut. I grabbed that twice. I've done that to pour it in instead of pouring in my creamer.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's like,
what do you don't understand?
Well, how could you?
You got the little bag of grounds.
Yeah.
That you pour into your coffee, in your little.
Your pot.
Your thingy.
The thing up
the coffee
the
filter.
The filter. Yeah. Yeah. You make the, and then you pour it when it's ready. Okay.
Yep.
But instead of just not thinking, grabbing the creamer to pour in,
right?
I accidentally grabbed the bag of grounds and poured that in.
Not even
that's not
they
even,
don't feel the same. They just that's no
twice.
I thought you were going to say
me
like
too. I had something
no
some twice. Other liquid right
no
yeah.
orange juice. In.
But it just said I just look at the thing. I'm half asleep. I see the thing hazelnut. Isn't that bizarre?
So now,
there's nothing wrong with the packaging.
Is your creamer dry creamer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's part problem. Well, don't exactly. do that.
That's it. It's what it is. It's not a liquid. It's dry.
That's
yeah.
good.
And they got the exact same kind of labeling, exact same picture, basically. They smell the same.
That powder stuff's going to negate all your omelets and beans and all that other healthy stuff.
Why are you saying that?
That stuff's not good. Read the back of it. That's not good for you.
That stuff is actually flammable. I don't know if you knew that, but we could take it out on the sidewalk right now and start it on fire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, don't do dry stuff.
But it spoils so fast. You know, once
you open it, don't be surprised. No? Look at the date on that stuff. Some of that stuff goes out like 2-3 months. Right.
Yeah, really?
All right.
I tried something new. Costco. Buying the beans, and they had that little grinder right there.
Did you see the big controversy with them?
No,
with their food court? They're like getting rid of the slice for calzones or something, and people are like going crazy up in arms.
The pizza thing?
Yeah, because people even say that's like the best food deal that you will find anywhere.
Well, that hot dog.
Those hot dogs for $1.50?
Yeah.
You can't not go to that.
But even when they did all that price increases, you know, during COVID and a little bit after, they said, I don't care what's going to happen. We're keeping $1.50 for the hot dog. But the pizza, they...
Something that they don't
So instead
like
of raising it. The price, they just got rid of it? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People take their food. I'm sorry. You give me one of those big hot dogs there, I'll sit in that food court and I'll eat it.
And there's always...
And you got to try to find an empty seat.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm okay with that, Todd.
I've not eaten anything there.
There's something about a foot-long hot dog. There's a big difference between a foot-long hot dog versus two hot dogs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something about them. They're good.
They are good. Yeah.
They're good for you.
But I can argue that.
They're not that bad. A lot of that stuff is better than you think for you. I've been reading about that. I spent a lot of time researching stuff I have.
And then when you look at who it's been sponsored by, the hot dog industry. You got to be careful who wrote it.
I'm telling you, a lot of good stuff.
But that... I told you the glam band is playing at St. James,
yes.
And there's a lot of friends of yours are coming, and I hope you come too. It's just a hot dog bar. They're playing
awesome.
On the 17th. It's just a neighborhood thing. It's open to anybody.
The glam band or
no, Big Mouth. Big Mouth.
Yeah, you said glam band.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
we can't afford them, but Big Mouth isn't free either. They're both really, really good bands.
Absolutely.
And they really draw
different
a lot
crowds.
Of, yeah, but they draw a lot of people, both of them. And
although the glam band draws an older crowd than you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 80s, so I mean, it's 80s or 90s? Would they be 90s?
80s, no, 80s music? 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Yeah. Maybe 80s or 90s-ish.
80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Hot dog bar, that's what we're having.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll take a hot dog any day of the week. I'm sorry.
They're coming from Costco. I'm going to get those.
Say what you want. I'll take them any day of the week.
Todd's
Mino might actually show up just for the hot dogs, Jim.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I can't if there's any sun. And I'm not going to wear those big floppy hats. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Sit in the back. But that and Spotted Cow, that's it. I'm very simple menu. That's all
that's I'll tell you what, that ain't a bad menu right there.
Well, that's all it is.
I mean, you don't have to go any
No,
I'm not going to do anything. And she's making a salad for, you know, Kevin Keene's wife's a vegetarian. There's some vegetarians in this world, and you got to.
I'm one of them. I am. I've become basically one of them.
Oh, John.
If I don't get my mandible taken care of, I'll never be able to eat meat again.
Okay.
See a chiropractor. They'll pop that right back
there you
in.
Go.
When's Mark Houston coming in?
Tomorrow.
Maybe he could do it.
What? Okay.
What? I bet he had that class.
Keith Pamperin coming up.
All right.
Yep, and your Scotty Summer Text Away contest coming up too after 7 o'clock.
All right, we're going to be talking Challenge the Outdoors, Cheese Fest, Insight, Todd Kowalczyk. Got my great friend Todd Kowalczyk coming on today. And Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back after this.
Fun.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.